And good morning. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning on WBFO. It is time to go beyond the playbook. And with that, we welcome Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
The Bills welcome the Steelers to town this Sunday with both teams on the fringes of the playoff race. What should fans expect, Matt?
The Bills officially need to go 4-0 in their last four games to even have an outside chance at the playoffs again. I don't see the Bills as a playoff team, even if they somehow sneak in. But then again, if you do manage to get in, anything can happen, I suppose. And for the optimists out there, the Bills' road is steep, yet surprisingly simple. If the Bills go 4-0 and the Broncos go 2-2, the Bills are likely in. The steep part is certainly for the Bills to go 4-0. The Broncos, they're likely going to have a hard time even getting to 2-2 after visiting the Titans this week. They host the Patriots, play the Chiefs on the road, and get the Raiders at home to finish up. Talk about a brutal schedule for them in the last four games. The Bills, on the other hand, get their toughest test this week against the Steelers. They then host the winless Browns, inconsistent Dolphins, and end up traveling to New York to play the hapless Jets. It's an uphill battle for sure, but intrigue remains.
Win or lose, Matt, who should Bills fans be looking at over the last games of the season?
All eyes are going to be on Tyrod Taylor and his last stand. It may be his final act in his season-long audition to show he can be the starting quarterback for the Bills and even a starting quarterback in this league. And against a hot Steelers team, it may end up being his last meaningful chance to demonstrate that he deserves more time in Buffalo. I don't think he has it, and I do think the Bills should move on rather than burn another year on the mediocrity train. But I won't be surprised if they stick with Taylor in a renegotiated deal for another season, particularly if he beats the Steelers and the Bills finish 9-7 or even 10-6, which looks to be very possible if they get the win this Sunday. Now, with an eye toward the future, I think it would be more productive to see the Bills lose and the coaches give a chance to a developmental project quarterback, Cardale Jones. EJ Manuel, he's going to be gone after the season. As I said, I firmly believe that Taylor isn't the answer, given all that. And in a day and age in the league when teams just don't have the luxury to be patient and develop players, they should find out what they have in Jones, and they should find out now. He's massive at 6'7" and an intriguing prospect after having some major highs and lows in his college career at Ohio State. So I say let's see what we've got if the Bills can't pull it out this Sunday.
And Matt, tell me, are there larger ramifications for this game?
Well, win and they're in and lose and they're out. But the big picture riding on Sunday's game is more going to be a reflection of management and the culture at One Bills Drive. As I alluded to last week, a missing element over the last 17 years has been a lack of forward thinking and taking the long view and building something over at One Bills Drive. Now, if they win on Sunday, I fully understand and I expect them to keep taking a shot at the playoffs, as it'll be a real shot, as I just outlined. But if they lose, it's going to be a major cultural litmus test. Are they going to do what they've done over the last two decades? Play to get to 8-8 or 9-7 and try to sell it as progress, even though it's more of the same? Or will they seize on the opportunity and utilize the last three games to evaluate younger players? And much of this is going to fall on the Pegulas, as general managers and coaching, they largely go all out to win, particularly when their jobs are on the line, which is likely the case for Doug Whaley and maybe Rex Ryan to a lesser extent. But if ownership goes to them and makes it clear they want to see talent evaluated over the last three games, a lot could be learned in building toward the future. For years, we've been conditioned to see involved ownership as meddling. Well, if they lose on Sunday, it's time for the Pegulas to do some serious meddling.
Though it can be disappointing at times, it's always great to talk Bills football with you. Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.